Спасибо, господин.
Thank you, President. We have observed your work very closely indeed, and the work of the whole of the Venezuelan delegation throughout this month. It's our view that the Venezuelan delegation has demonstrated a responsible attitude to fulfilling its mandate, its obligations, in particular as concerns seeking a compromise with regard to the programme of work. We are grateful to the Presidency for all of the consultations which were organised over this month, and also for the very attentive and considerate attitude towards the proposals made by the Russian Federation. It is our view that the draft programme of work which has been submitted could absolutely be the source of approval, could be subject to approval of the CD. Unfortunately, once again, we have wasted an opportunity to adopt the programme of work and then subsequently to move on to work to negotiate on specific agenda items. Instead, and it has been a wonderful opportunity to bring together the points of view of the participants. And to try to find the wonderful balance, the ultimate compromise, which would have made it possible for us to further our work. Unfortunately, a negative impact on the work once again has been shown by the politicization of this forum. Once again, I'd like to take this opportunity to express our position on this matter. We categorically reject turning this forum into a platform for the discussion of political issues which are not part of the purview of the CD, not part of its agenda, and which have caused us to be in a situation which we are now experiencing. We would also like to note, and here I would echo what my Chinese colleague has said, that during our discussions here, we have heard a whole series of interesting and useful ideas which have been raised, which could assist us in seeking further for ways to help the CD emerge from this deadlock. To conclude, once again, I would like to thank the Venezuelan Presidency for all of the work conducted and to wish the new Presidency every success, the distinguished Ambassador of Vietnam. I wish to assure you, sir, of our readiness to work with your delegation very closely indeed on all matters that you would like to raise during your Presidency. Thank you very much.